mommies. Even as an adult, it is understood when I visit if the mac and cheese isn't in the oven when I walk in the door, some may write. For real. So between visits, I had to come up with something to hold me over, and lo and behold, I think I might have the mac and cheese gene. So now mine is baked with cheddar, spicy pepper jack, cayenne, and smoothed out with some sour cream, heavy cream, and half and half. Then, to give it my mom's curb appeal, buttery croutons top it off for a nice crunch. Bananas. Then, the ultimate in comfort food, meatloaf. I begin with ground beef and turkey, canned tomatoes with basil, garlic, onion, sage, Worcestershire sauce, I mean bold, real flavors, and a dash of hot sauce for kick. And save the loaf pan for bread. This meatloaf is pan-fried to perfection inside ringlets of green, yellow, and red bell pepper. It's a new twist that updates one of my favorite comfort foods. Let's get working so we can get comfy. Got the elbows and my plum tomatoes crushed with some basil in it. I'm going to add this right to the boiling salted water because we're going to bake these down to get them started now. About 2 cups, all right? Put that in. We're going to start on the meatloaf. I really love this recipe because really it's born out of my kitchen. You can do this too. You go to the grocery store and usually these are all three lined up in a package for you ready to go. All right, so I thought to myself one day, what can I do to use up the vegetables before they go bad? I'm having meatloaf. Maybe I can work them in. And I thought, no, I really like the flavor of onions in my meatloaf. Oh, I'll put the meatloaf in these instead of these in the meatloaf. So it kind of worked out. All right, so you can get the yellow, the orange, the red, the green, whatever you like. So all I'm doing is just taking the top out. That's going to help you remove the seeds really easily and just kind of do a really quick shake. Everything's going to drop for you. And this is just going to be such a cute dish that you can do friends and family when they come over. It's one of the things people kind of get impressed by a little bit. I like getting compliments when I cook. Oh, so if you massacre one, no big deal. Let me make sure this doesn't overflow on me. I'm going to start making my little rings about an inch thick, all right? Because this is how much meatloaf we're going to stuff on the inside of these, all right? So maybe about 3 rings per pepper. And the cool thing is, this is like the mama, this is the papa, and this is the kid, you know? They get the smaller serving. Why not? All right. So a couple more rings to go. And then I'm going to place them on a sheet and get them ready for the meatloaf. All right. I love this recipe. This is really simple. These are ingredients you can find. And, I mean, really, when you're talking comfort food, doesn't it sound like meatloaf and mac and cheese? All right, so those are ready to go. I'm going to put these to the side. And just imagine, in a few minutes, we're going to have meatloaf stuffed and jammed into these. It's going to be so good. All right, you already know right now, 9 people are eating. All right, so let me clean this off. We're going to start working on what's going to go inside the meatloaf, not inside the peppers. All right, bread first. Now, the reason I put bread in my meatloaf is, look, I'm not having a burger. I'm having meatloaf. And the bread really helps the texture of the meatloaf, and I really love the way it kind of, like, holds everything together. We're going to drop an egg in later, too, but the bread's going to do a lot of work. All right, so let me dice these up really quick. See my elbows getting ready. Get these done and into the bowl. All right. If you have wheat bread at home, you can do that too. Just use up your bread, man. Why not? All right, we're going to start on this garlic here. A rough chop, because, man, if you love garlic flavor like I do, you don't want to lose it in the mince. But the mince is kind of good too. I'm not mad at it. All right, we're going to chop these up, take that edge off, and let's throw this in the bowl, and now we're ready for the meat in the bowl. All right, so with my meatloaf, I like to do beef and a turkey blend. I don't know why, but I love the way it tastes. It makes me feel like I'm doing something good. I mean, it's turkey. It's leaner, so helps the process out a little bit. All right, I have my egg there for me, so just toss the beef in. Ready to go? Don't even worry about how lean it is. This is comfort food, baby. Spill the turkey in, it'll make you feel good. All right, turkey goes in. I'm going to put a little salt on there. You'll find yourself needing plenty of salt. You want to kind of bite into this and need to add anything to it. So some salt. Nice quick grind of pepper. Some fire. And some crushed tomatoes. I'm not going to hold this whole can accountable for our meatloaf, all right? So I'm just going to put maybe like a cup or so in and then save the rest. I don't know. Put it on a tortilla, make a quick pizza. I love it. Make a quick red sauce, throw some pasta in it later on. But don't think that you're going to be wasting these crushed tomatoes, all right? So that looks good right there. Smells so good. Try to get the can that says the basil is added, all right? So I'm going to put some Worcestershire sauce in. It's going to add a nice, bold flavor to it. A couple of shakes of that. Some hot sauce for the kick. I'm going to add an egg to hold it all together. See if I can get an onion out. Start chopping that up to put it in. When we get back, I'm going to show you how to put it into the ringlets, all right? So don't go anywhere. It's all about comfort food today, baby.
My style of cooking is seasonal American with an Italian influence. I learned from the school of hard knocks. I'm here to win.
It's so important to make someone happy. Make just one someone happy.
When my kids were babies, they were so sweet. I just wanted to eat them up. Some days, I wish I had.
With farm-rich snacks in your freezer, you're ready for anything. So don't make yourself crazy. Make farm-rich. Keep them happy.
And you will be happy too.
Stay once. Stay twice. Earn a free night. Two separate stays at Comfort Inn or any of these Choice Hotels can earn you a free night. Only when you book at choicehotels.com.
To the kitchen. I'm Nigella Lawson. I love thinking about food. I love cooking food. I rather like eating food. But I'm in the kitchen. I'm happy.
Nigella Kitchen premieres Sunday morning at 9.
What's up?
Oh, my feet are killing me.
You should get some custom fit orthotics.
I can't afford that.
Now you can.
Oh.
Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Center.
You have flat feet.
I do. Orthotic 430 is recommended.
It recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for your feet, guaranteed. No wonder foot care scientists are behind it.
You get immediate comfort.
That lasts all day.
And you can save a couple hundred bucks.
Nice.
Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Center. For location, see drscholl.com.
Mother Nature's no match for Tampax Pro Compact. With a 40% smaller applicator, it's full-size protection. Only cuter.
This is the Hot's Crash Kitchen Tour. I'm here to cook you guys some lasagna. Hunt is the only leading brand that uses flash steam, and that gives it that backyard garden fresh taste.
Wow.
Look how bright that is.
It's delicious.
Isn't it time to take a fresh look at your tomatoes?
Swiffer 360 Duster attracts so much dust, you'll never go back to your old duster.
Hey, Duster. Want to attract dust like Swiffer 360 Duster? Then try the magnet hat. Whoa! Wow!
Sorry, Duster, but Swiffer 360 Dusters attract dust with over 500,000 fibers and lock it away to clean better than a feather duster. Swiffer's built smarter to clean better.
Magnet with style.
The baskets have even the most seasoned pros caught off guard.
Everything's a mess. He's the one who's going to be the situation today.
Thanks, thanks, thanks.
Look at Joe go. Bring it in.
I have some competition here.
Whose dish is on the chopping block?
Chopped. All new episode Tuesday night at 10.
Hey, it's all about comfort today. We're working on, of course, some meatloaf. That's what I think when I think comfort food. And mac and cheese. Some sage added to those chopped onions. That's going to be an amazing meatloaf that we hand fry. It's going to help us take down the cooking time. It's going to be a lot faster. All right, get this nice and warmed up for the meatloaf. This is part where you get your hands dirty. I love this. We've got ground beef, turkey, the Worcestershire sauce, the hot sauce, salt, pepper. This is going to be amazing. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to make myself a little patty and test it before I commit to these rings of bell pepper. I want to make sure I've seasoned this up really nice. Put that in there. See how that goes. Wash my hands off. I just really love cooking. The good thing about comfort food to me is it's like it's not just giving me comfort, but if you have a group of friends over and you do a hot baked macaroni and cheese and meatloaf, I guarantee you, you're going to make them feel super comfortable. All right, so, got my hands nice and clean. Let me get some tongues out so I can flip that over when it's ready for me. I'm going to check on this pasta. Now, with the pasta, of course, we're going to bake this macaroni and cheese. It's not stovetop macaroni and cheese, so we don't want to overdo the boiling on the pasta. But what we do want to do is make sure they're close to being done, so when we put them in the oven, not too far to go, all right? Nothing worse than macaroni and cheese that kind of falls apart. You just don't want to have the elbows going on in the situation. All right, so we got this right here. That's going to be waiting for the cheese and everything that's going to go into our macaroni and cheese. Got my little mini meatloaf patty going on. Looks like a little tiny burger. All right, I'm going to taste that in a second. Let me get these ready to go just in case it tastes good. Remember, when we fry these and then put them in the oven, it'll be nice and tender and the sweetness is going to really pop out. All right, so let me give a taste to this. I don't want to burn myself, but I do want to check the salt. I did all right. I am not mad at that at all. All right, so now that I know it's properly seasoned, I'm going to start building the patties, baby. All right, I'm going to put this in. Don't be shy when you start to put these together. Push really, really hard because as you fry this and it goes in the oven, the beef and the turkey, they start to kind of lose a little bit of the moisture and they edge away from the rings, so it's okay if you overload, all right? We're going to do one and a few more, and then we're going to get these in the pan. All right, pan's all clean. Now, I'm going to put these in the pan, sear them on one side, and don't have to worry about cooking them completely because they're going to go in the oven and finish up there. My meatloaf in tri-color peppers. I really love this recipe. It's a showstopper. Oh, hear the sizzle. It's going to taste so good. And remember, don't cook them completely through. We're just going for a nice sear. It's going to lock in the moisture. Nice crunchy texture when you cut into it. All right, that's good to go. What I'm going to do right now is start building my amazing macaroni and cheese. I could definitely do this in my sleep, but I'm awake right now, so I'm going to show you how to get it done. I'm going to start with some flour. Now, if you're into macaroni and cheese, I'm sure you've had, like, the favorite of your family. So, you know, if you're a disciple of someone else, I'm totally respectful of that. But give this a try. It's pretty good. And I've worked on it for a long time, and I'm pretty happy with the process right now. So some dry mustard goes in with the flour. Some cayenne pepper for heat. I always cook with heat. You know what? A little more dry mustard. You'll find dry mustard in a lot of southern cooking and casseroles. Adds a real nice creamy texture. And this is ground nutmeg, so I don't feel like losing any knuckle hairs today. You can go ahead and grind it fresh yourself if you like. So we've got that in there. What I want to do is add some sour cream. All right. And a little bit of black pepper and salt. A little sour cream. Looks good right there. Some black pepper. I love all kinds of heat. Black pepper, white pepper, red pepper. It's got pepper at the end of it. I'm working with it. You already see I'm putting meatloaf and bell peppers. All right, some salt's going to go in there as well. Yeah, we salted the water with the macaroni. We want to salt every layer of this dish because it's going to be amazing. Let me get a whisk and work this out. So, let me tell you, one time I decided to go on like a liquid diet and I was going to eat for a week. I had the most amazing food dreams about mac and cheese. So crazy. All right, so I'm going to put one egg in there. That's going to help everything kind of hold together and make it mac and cheese. Oh, it's going to be so good. So one egg. I'm going to get some milk, actually some half and half and heavy cream. I'm going to put that in. That's going to help it be nice and creamy for us. The sour cream is going to add like a little zip, a little kick to it. So that's amazing as well. I mean, this is all something that's going to make you feel warm and just fuzzy on the inside. Hopefully it reminds you of home if you give it a try. And if you don't have your own macaroni and cheese recipe, you're more than welcome to give this one a try and work it into your repertoire. All right, so this is all ready to go. All I gotta do is add the cheddar cheese that's already pre-cubed. Get it in the grocery store like this. If you're lucky like me, your grocery store doesn't charge you extra. So we'll put some of that in here with our already cooked elbows. That's cheddar. Pepper jack, another layer of heat. That's going in there. And don't forget, we're gonna put some more cheese on the top when this is all done. Like to toss this in together so all the cheese is mixed in really nice. Pour it in the bowl. And we are steps away from the best macaroni and cheese, the most comforting food you've had in a long time. All right, here goes the big pour. We're going to put this in the oven, 350 degrees, about 45 minutes. A few minutes before that, drop on some shredded cheese. Matter of fact, you know what? If you want to do the shredded cheese before you put it in the oven, I have no problem with that. It's going to be nice and crispy around the edges. So you know what? I'm going to start grating some cheese really quick. When you come back, shove it in the oven. I'm going to take care of those meatloaves, okay?
It's time to meet your match.
I'm Chef Ron Farmer, and I'm looking for the best spots to satisfy my craving for meat.
It's one massive meat attack. Meat and Potatoes. All new episode tomorrow night at 10 on Food Network Nighttime.
Want to transform dinner from blah to ooh la la? Cook with Campbell's, with touches like a splash of fresh cream or sauterne wine. Our soups help you put smiles on the faces of the ones you love. Campbell's, it's amazing what soup can do.
Mmm. How do they get so much flavor in there?
I hear the king of Mardi Gras mixes every batch.
From jambalaya to yellow rice, jazz it up with Zatarain's.
Do you think expensive specialty brands always have the best anti-aging skincare products? Sorry, the answer is no. Experts from America's top beauty magazines have rated an array of Olay products best. And women just like you agree.
In a study presented by Better Homes and Gardens, 50,000 consumers voted, and Olay Definity Color Recapture was chosen best new product. Plus, in a recent study, Olay Regenerist Microsculpting Cream hydrated better than 22 expensive luxury creams costing up to $500.
No wonder 80% of women said Olay provided a luxurious experience.
And for one-on-one advice, OlayForYou.com gives you personal recommendations with no pressure to buy.
You've seen the proof. Now join the millions of women who have made the switch to Olay completely risk-free. If you don't love the results, you'll get your money back. Guaranteed. Go online now for a $3 coupon and love the skin you're in.
I love this neighborhood.
Busted.
Just trying.
Do you think he saw us?
House Hunters and House Hunters International. All new episodes all month long. Tonight, starting at 10, 9 central on HGTV.
Most people like to hear they've done a great job caring for their teeth. That's why I recommend a rinse like Crest Pro Health Complete with fluoride. It helps you get a better dental checkup. Crest Complete Rinse makes the difference because it provides all these benefits. Giving you a clean, healthy mouth. A more complete way to a better dental checkup. New Crest Pro Health Complete Rinse.
Mom, did you borrow my green shirt?
That's not really my style, honey.
Weird, I can't find it.
New Tide Original with Actilift technology helps remove many dry stains as if they were fresh.
Hey, you found it.
Yeah, it must have been hiding in my closet.
New Tide Original with Actilift. Style is an option, clean is not. Get Actilift in these Tide detergents.
Hey, it's all about comfort today. Got the mac and cheese in the oven with the shredded cheddar on top. Just flipping up my tricolor peppers filled with the meatloaf. Turkey, the beef, the onions. It's going to taste so good. Now, remember, we put some tomatoes with basil on the inside of the meatloaf. I'm just going to put some now around the outside before I put it into the oven. It's going to make the most amazing sauce. It's going to reduce down the thickness and the sweetness of the tomatoes. It's going to be amazing. All right, so I'm going to put this in the oven. Let me open this up. It's really heavy. Oh, the mac and cheese. It looks amazing. It is going going to be ready for our croutons in just a second, so you know what? Close that up. Sometimes you gotta fit it in. Okay, so I'm gonna start with a little bit of butter. Now, look, if you've had tons and tons of mac and cheese, I'm willing to bet maybe this might be the first time you've seen croutons on top. I can't quite remember how it started at home, but one time my mom put some croutons on the top, and I was like, oh my God. And not the store-bought kind. It's definitely going to be the ones that you make at home. So I've got 3 slices of bread right here that I've cubed up. Real simple, just add them to the butter. We're going to toast them. Sometimes when I come home, you know how I told you how I like to have the stuff sitting for me in the oven, the mac and cheese? I'll peek in and I'll say, wait a minute, where are the croutons, Mom? And it's kind of like that extra step that I make her do now that she didn't really know that she was going to be roped into doing after she did it the first time. All right, so we're going to let these start to kind of toast up, get nice and buttery before we drop them on top of the mac and cheese in the oven. But I'm going to fry up some sage leaves. I love working with fresh herbs, and I love frying, so why not put them both together? And the cool thing about this is, like, I always try to put what's on the inside on the outside, so people that are eating with you kind of get a little idea of what's going to hit their palate. So we did put some sage on the inside of the meatloaf. We're going to fry some up right now and then put it on the outside. All right, so let me get some tongs really quick. What you want to do is some oil, 350 degrees. Make sure if you wash your herbs right before you fry them, you pat them dry a lot, because when you drop them in, it's going to splatter if there's any moisture on there. This is a really fast process. All right, so I'm going to drop these in, fry them up, check my croutons. I really love fried sage. It is so good. Sprinkle a little salt over there. I like to crinkle it over mashed potatoes, too. So if you're doing the meatloaf and you want to add your own mashed potatoes to this, crinkle some of the sage over the top. It's going to taste so good. All right, so let me check these. Sizzle them up. Turn it up a little bit so it's ready for the mac and cheese about 10 minutes before I take it out of the oven and drop those on top. We get this right here. Take out my herbs. This is a quick process. Don't leave them in too long. You don't want to over-fry them, but 350 degrees is good. You should be able to drop them in about 10, 20 seconds later. They're nice and crispy. Drain them out, and they're going to be ready for our meatloaf, all right? So don't go anywhere. I'm going to make you real comfortable, hopefully, with this meal. It's going to be so good. When we get back, I'm going to make the best shot of sweetness you'll ever have for dessert.
Pumpkins are going to be like nothing you've ever seen before.
Do these master carvers have enough tricks?
Really twisted.
To wield magic with a knife.
Your adrenaline's pumping. Your hands are shaking.
Brilliant, my friend.
Challenge. All new episodes Sunday night at 8.
The most beautiful eyes have a secret. New Definicel's Precious Cells. Lancome's first mascara to visibly regenerate the condition of lashes. Lashes are stronger, fuller, beautifully defined, captivating. New Definicel's Precious Cells. Unforgettable. Discover Lancome's number one luxury mascara. Only at Dillard's.
Are your feet so rough that you need a sander? Jagged enough to pop a balloon? Or tear through pantyhose? Now there's the amazing Heel-Tastic, the miracle solution to dry, cracked feet.
Within 24 to 48 hours, I could see an improvement in my skin, and what a difference it makes immediately.
My feet feel so much softer. They feel like baby's feet.
This easy-to-use soothing balm helps to protect skin against dry, cracked heels.
My feet were so dry and cracked, now I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Just glide it like a roll-on with no mess and no fuss.
I actually formulated this product for myself because I had cracks that were so bad, they bled. Lotions and creams sit on the top of the skin. The problem is deeper. This actually gets to the cause of the problem.
Heel-Tastic contains a rare blend of neem and karanja oils used for centuries by ancient Eastern civilizations to heal skin from within.
My feet felt a lot softer. They didn't seem to crack or bother me.
Anytime I get any type of dry skin, it's like it magically disappears. I have no more calluses, no more cracking. My skin looks great.
So stop hiding horrendous heels and start loving your feet again with Heel-Tastic Cracked Heel Renewal. Call now and get Heel-Tastic for just $20. But if you order right now, we'll cut the price in half to just $10. But we're still not done. When you order, we'll double the value to 2 Heel-Tastics. And we'll even include our 10-piece precision grooming kit. It includes every grooming tool you need to always look your best. A $40 value, just pay separate shipping and handling.
There was no residue. It smelled wonderful, and it took care of the problem, finally.
That's right. You get two Heel-tastics and the 10-piece grooming kit. A $60 value, all for just $10. Here's how to order.
Call 1-800-647-4503 to order Heel-tastic. But call now. We're giving away a bonus $40 value when you order. So call 1-800-647-4503. Call now.
Genius. Really good.
Imperial.
Oh, it's just heaven. Come on.
Thank you, goodness.
Crazy good.
Look at that.
The best thing.
The best thing.
Best thing I ever ate.
All new episode, Monday night at 9.
It's a great show.
Hey, we are about to wrap up our comfy, comfort food meal. Mac and cheese looks delicious, nice and bubbly. Oh my God, it's going to taste great. Let me tell you, I really enjoy making foods that kind of remind me of home. And when we're talking comfort food, that's what it's all about. One bite can transport me back to washing the dishes after the meal is done. That was my job growing up. All right, so I'm going to get some of this yummy meatloaf. It's my little take on meatloaf. Of course, we've always seen it in a loaf, but man, I thought one day, let me see if I can reinvent the wheel, and I think I kind of did a little bit here. So I'm going to get one for me. Oh, it looks so delicious and yummy. I wanted to lick my thumb right there. I know you caught me. A little sage fried on top. The mac and cheese is still bubbling. It looks so good. This is creamy. Now look, this looks like my mom's mac and cheese. But let me tell you, I had to come up with my own recipe because I'm convinced when my mom gave me hers, she left something out because I tried it so many times and it never tastes like hers, you know? But it's still creamy like hers and delicious. You know why it doesn't taste like hers? Because she puts her love. That's what's missing. Let me try this meatloaf. This is great. Bell peppers really hold up in the cooking, so you get a nice crunch. The meatloaf is creamy. It's dessert time. Oh, I didn't tell you about this. My bad. A little surprise. It's a shake shot I do all the time. Just a little vodka, some ice cream. I do vanilla. If you just have vanilla and you want a chocolate flavor, maybe have some chocolate syrup. Pour it in, no big deal. But I really love vanilla. It takes on any flavor you add to it. All right, so what I'm going to do is some ice cream in there to make it nice and creamy. We've got the vanilla, we've got the vodka, a little hit of cinnamon. It's going to taste so good. This kind of reminds me of eggnog when I make it. Love it to death and do it all the time. And a little drop of some nutmeg. For me, it's more about the scent than the flavor with the nutmeg. Now, at this level, our shake shot kind of feeling like eggnog because we just got the vanilla, the cinnamon, the vodka, the nutmeg. Simple, everyday, store-bought item. A little chocolate syrup is going to give it some style. All right, put the lid on. You know how chocolatey you want it, so blend it all up together. This is, like, great for a solo night. Friends are coming over. It's going to be really good. Usually I pour one out for myself and then kind of pass it around. Have some group of friends over for a nice comfortable meal of meatloaf inside of bell peppers and macaroni and cheese topped off with croutons. It's a nice way to start the meal. Or finish it. But this is going to get you comfy right away. Listen, make these recipes. They're so easy. You can do them any night of the week. Trust me. We'll see you next time on Cookin' For Real.